This third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtracks. This is time for the calendar. And of course, we're talking bluegrass. There's bluegrass in Olalla. Oh, yes, there is Olalla, Washington. That's up there near Port Orchard. There's bluegrass there. That's happening the weekend of the 23rd, 24th, 25th. I'll talk more about that next week. But there's bluegrass in Spokane next week. And that would be the 8th, 9th, and 10th of August, the Blue Water Bluegrass Festival at Medico Lake. All kinds of bluegrass folks there, Solomon's Kitchen, and all kinds of bands from pretty much national and the Northwest as well represented. Oh, yes, it is. The Bluegrass Festival there, the Blue Water Bluegrass Festival there in Medico Lake. There's campsites and everything. You just go to their website, Blue Water Bluegrass. I believe it's .org. Anyway, you can find it. And they know what they're doing there. And there's all kinds of ways that you can just... it's really not even that far from Spokane. You can drive back and forth. The Blue Water Bluegrass Festival, and it's a wonderful event. That's Kevin Brown's part of that. And they keep bringing them in. Bands you've never even heard of that later on become big stars. And then bands that are big stars that maybe later on you might never hear of again. Who knows? Anyway, the Blue Water Bluegrass Festival is happening. Be sure and check that out. Alrighty? Okay, and then we have dances, of course. Dances, dances, dances. Don't you be forgetting now that the second Saturday dance will be happening in Yakima on August the 10th. And that's the Broadway Grange. The folks in the Mid-Columbia Society, I don't think they do Rockford Grange ones till the fall. And, of course, on the third Saturday, there are the dances at the Unity Church there. In Milton Friedwater, Walla Walla area, 810 C Street on the Airport Road. And that'll be on the third Saturday, as well as, third. I don't know if they're doing that first Wednesday night dance at the Whitman Mission or not. I haven't received a note on that. They always send me the notes about 3 or 4 days in advance. But check the papers, because they always put that in the papers. The Pioneer Park dance up there on Wednesday nights. And then in Moscow, the Blaine Schoolhouse. Of course, the Palouse Folklore Society does their dances. So that would be on the 17th of August, that dance. Already the third Saturday dance on the 17th of August. And that's how that's going. I don't believe there's a last Saturday dance in the Tri-Cities area because they're too busy working on Tumbleweed. Tumbleweed is Labor Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday of Labor Day weekend. The concert lineup, the main concert, where it's one of the few things that you... have to pay for. Tanya Opland and Mike Freeman, that'll be awesome. And Dan Weber and the Righteous Mothers, and their 25th anniversary. So how about that? Lots of cool workshops. Hank Kramer's doing one on Songs of the Miners. There's a Crochet workshop and a Buffett workshop. And I am doing one on Bob Dylan, the Songs of Bob Dylan Part 1, because you can't just do Songs of Bob Dylan in a workshop. Can't do it. Alrighty. Music all over the place at the Rocket Markets, at the Farmers Markets, at Bootser's Coffee House in Moscow, at all the little coffee houses. Check your papers. Check the various websites, because there's a lot of it going on in the small acts. Lonesome Lyle Morse playing all over the place. Laddie Ray playing all over the place. So be sure and check that out. There's a great list that that Sylvia does from the Palouse, or from the Spokane Folklore Society. And she does a wonderful, wonderful listserv of everything going on. So be sure and check that out. I'm trying to think, it's Dancer something or other. I'll give you that. Because it really is a great list. She really does everything. It's a great listserv to be on. Alrighty? So we talked about Harry Chapin's songwriting in the first hour, and how incredibly dark it could be, and yet how right on target, right on target. It's a great song, The Mayor of Candor. And, yeah, Little Town of Candor and incidences that happen there. Harry Chapin. Okay, so where? What happened here? How come I'm not getting Harry Chapin? I should be. But I'm not. I'm not getting anything. Let me just check this. Yeah, I should be getting old Harry. But I'm not, so let me just do something here. And in the meantime, if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, and I will get back to you, I promise. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047, and that's another way I can get back to you. Here's Harry Chapin. There we go. The Mayor of Candor lied.
In the little town of Candor, in the last year of my youth, I learned the final lesson of the levels to the truth. My father was a farmer, he'd go tilling in the ground. My mother was a neighbor, she'd go visiting around. But I didn't care, for I had found the answer to a plowboy's lonely prayer. She was the daughter of the mayor. The mayor fought my courtship, for he'd made other plans. He saw her married to a better man than the boy with farmer's hands. I said, I hate your father, it's so hard not to strike him. She said, you know I love you, because you're so much like him. And so I'd go sneaking in the evening, and there she'd stand a-crying in the dawn as I was leaving. The mayor of Candlelight, when he offered me his only daughter, the mayor of Candor tried to take her off across the water. What a thing to do to a young man in love. What a thing to do to your daughter. One day with father on his tractor and mother off again, I go to find the mayor to work out what I can. But he is not at his office, he is not at his home. When I find him in the countryside, he is not alone. He's holding a woman, and imagine my surprise as she jumps back from his arms. I look into my mother's eyes. The mayor of Candlelight. All my thoughts of outrage, embarrassment, and pain were washed away by what then went roaring through my brain. Ah, the mayor's at my mercy, and I my own voice say, your run for re-election, sir, is 1 month away. And the world will never know of what I've seen here, sir, but I'll be with your daughter. Is my meaning clear, sir? The mayor of Candlelight, when he offered me his only daughter, the mayor of Candor tried across the water. What a thing to do to a young man in love, and what a thing to do to your daughter. My mother looks in horror at this compromise we made, but the mayor's rueful smile said this piper must be paid. I had a month of joy in heaven from this deal I'd made in hell. What was to happen then, my friend, a prophet could not tell.
crucifixion and the victory celebration. The mayor takes his family on a month-long foreign vacation. Oh, Coley, you know how much I love you. I'd ever place above you. Oh, Colleen, you don't even know me. To have you, there's nothing that's below me. But time passes after all, and as the summer follows spring, so does the winter follow fall. The day that they return, I stand waiting in the road. I watch the car drive up, I watch the passengers unload. Of course she isn't there, of course I should have known. The mayor says that she has stayed, the decision is her own. He says she's finishing her schooling on that unseen foreign shore. And I'll tell you very frankly, boy, you'll not see her anymore. The mayor of Candlelight, when he offered me his only daughter, the mayor of Candle tried to take her off across the water. What a thing to do to a young man in love. And what a thing to do to your daughter. Spit out my hatred and my fury at his lies. When he says you tried to blackmail me, you're just as bad as I. Go on and do your damnedest, boy. Throw your mother to the streets. You know it's been too many years, I've had to be discreet. And as he stands there saying we're just two of a kind, it hits me like a thunderbolt exploding in my mind. As I look into his leering, aged, wrinkled mirror of my own face, he laughs and sneers and says, "Of course, dear son. Where do you think you came from in the first place?" The mayor of Candlelight, when he offered me his only daughter, the mayor of Candle tried to take her off across the water. What a thing to do!
Now, nowadays, the subject matter, the content, seems probably a little bit more tame than it was in the 70s, but the pacing of that song as a story is awesome. Harry Chapin was an excellent storyteller in songs, and he paced it out just right, and he didn't give you too much. He gave you just enough to work with, where you could get inside these people's heads and figure out what they were doing. An awesome song, The Mayor of Candor. And, of course, what an ironic thing that the little town is Candor. The mayor of Candor lied. Anyway, Harry Chapin from his album, The Road to Kingdom Come. Alrighty, here's Ron Block. I like Ron Block. The album's called Walking Song.
Would you walk a while with Farming John on the road to Fennel Fair? For I love the laugh of a ginger lass with a thistle in her hair. A freckled girl makes a friendly sight, might have bore half your smile. You're soft to stars on a lonely night, you're as light as a belly mile. Plow the furrows, find my love, break the fields of clay. The turtle dove has made her flight, you stole my heart away, you stole my heart away. I've walked a many single mile, I've known the morning gray, I've planted in the waning moon, I've worked the lonely clay. A man who passes 20 years in the company of one holds the harmony of a ginger lass like a light of heaven's sun.
if you want it. Here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going.
life of ease. Every one of us has all we need. A sky of blue, a sea of green.
This is a fun album. It's an Americana tribute to Paul McCartney. People like Jim Lauderdale, Lucinda Williams, the Wood Brothers did that version of If You Want It, Here It Is, and Get a Fool and It's Money. There's a version of The Fool on the Hill, but all kinds of country artists got together and did this thing, and it actually works out pretty nice. There's some awesome, a lot of these tribute albums are fairly inconsistent, and it's like some people just blew the whole thing off. But this one, everybody's having some fun on it. All righty? We're going to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming right back. You just hold your horses because we are coming back. Hang on now.
The Northwest Public Radio events calendar at nwpr.org has information on activities such as the Kiwanis Club of Pullman's Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive, Thursday, August 8th through Saturday the 10th, with drop-off locations in Pullman, Colfax, Moscow, Colton, and Uniontown. Complete details at pullmankiwanis.org.
Partly cloudy skies today after some morning showers around the Palouse. High temperatures 74 in Pullman, 82 in Lewiston. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 50s, and tomorrow sunny with highs in the 80s to the lower 90s, and that should be the temperature expected for the coming week as well.
We'll be right back. got girls, they don't use no combs.
Haul away, boys, haul away.
They comb their hair with the codfish bones.
Bound away for Australia.
So heave her up, my bully boys.
Haul away, boys, haul away.
Oh, heave her up, don't you make a noise.
Bound away for Australia.
And the Cape Cod kids, they got no sleds.
Haul away, boys, haul away.
They slide down hills on the codfish heads.
Bound away for Australia.
So heave her up, my bully boys.
Haul away, boys, haul away.
Oh, heave her up, don't you make a noise.
Bound away for Australia.
Cape Cod ladies, they don't need no frills.
Haul away, boys, haul away.
They're pretty and light as the codfish gills.
Bound away for Australia.
So heave her up, my bully boys.
Haul away, boys, haul away.
Oh, heave her up, don't you make a noise.
Bound away for Australia.
Made my way all around the world.
Haul away, boys, haul away.
Just to raise my glass to the Cape Cod girls.
Bound away for Australia.
So heave her up, my bully boys.
Haul away, boys, haul away.
Oh, heave her up, don't you make a noise.
Bound away for Australia.
Oh, heave her up, my bully boys.
Haul away, boys, haul away.
Oh, heave her up, don't you make a noise.
Bound away for Australia. Bound away for Australia.
sunrise over mountaintop up in Lahaina. Full moon sets in the western sky over Molokai. That's when the ocean starts to swell up in Lahaina. One more heli paddle out to catch a ride. Sunrise high on the mountaintop in Lahaina. Curls shine bright, stretch forever down the shore. Wave crashing hard on the rocky beach of Lahaina. Howdy paddle out, I'm gonna catch just one ride more. The Maui sun shining very hot up in Lahaina. Howdy ought to find him a shady place to hide. He sits in line on the swelling sea up in Lahaina. Till the next second in, gonna catch just one more ride. Howdy sits and thinks about a thousand thoughts up in Lahaina. Plenty time to think about how life went on before. Plenty time to think about what lies ahead after Lahaina. Till the next set come in, gonna catch just one line more. Sunsets in the western sky over Lahaina. Sky turning shades of golden red over Molokai. That's when the ocean starts to swell up in Lahaina. And one more howdy paddle out to catch a ride. And one more howdy paddle out to catch a ride. One more howdy paddle out to catch a ride.
That is so cool. It's a cool arrangement. Dave McRae. And we heard a couple of cuts from his last album. It's really fun. It's an album kind of dedicated to Maui and all that that entails. Before that, William Pinton, Felicia Dale, the Cape Cod Boys and Girls and Kids, Bound Away for Australia, and Mellencamp from this tribute to Paul McCartney, Band on the Run. We have just about time for just a couple more songs here, and then we're going to have to hit the road. This has actually been kind of a fun program. It's fun to just basically take an hour off and listen to somebody else's radio production. Boy, I'll tell you, that BBC thing we did the last hour with you and McCall, it's almost an opera with interviews, isn't it, the way they set that up? If you missed it, you can go back on the internet and get it at nwpr.org and look for Inland Folk. And I think they call it the on-air archives. And you go in there and you can re-listen to the whole thing. But that was in radio production. None of the American networks up to that point in the 50s had done that kind of production. With the advent of National Public Radio, of course, in the 70s, we began to hear American production standards rise up a little bit. But before that, the three ABC, NBC, and CBS's productions couldn't hold a candle to what the BBC was doing for many, many, many years. Wow. Good stuff. Good stuff. William Pinton, Felicia Dale again.
Calling me to ride on the tide to the wide open sea, spurred by the wind, tamed by the moon. I will ride the white horses, ride the white horses. I'll ride the white horses soon. No sailor am I, for the city's my place, but still I would feel the salt wind on my face, watching stallions that silently race for the sand, pounding moonlight and starlight lit shimmering lands, where white horses are calling me. Ride on the tide to the wide open sea, spurred by the wind, tamed by the moon. I will ride the white horses, ride the white horses. I'll ride the white horses soon. Every path seems to lead to the key that's inside, and there take the ebb tide to where I would ride, seeking dreams of adventure, contented and free, scanning endless horizons, the stars and the sea, where white horses are calling me. Ride on the tide
to the wide open sea. Spurred by the wind, tamed by the moon, I will ride the white horses, ride the white horses, I'll ride the white horses soon. No danger, this ocean no threat. For safe on my pillow, brave dreams I'll forget. Still in moonlight, closed eyelight, they run for the shore. And I'll ride the white horses once more. Yes, white horses are calling me. Ride on the tide to the wide open sea, spurred by the wind, tamed by the moon. I will ride the white horses, ride the white horses, I'll ride the white horses soon. Yes, white horses are calling me. Ride on the tide to the wide open sea, spurred by the wind, tamed by the moon. I will ride the white horses, ride the white horses, I'll ride the white horses soon. I will ride the white horses, ride the white horses, I'll ride. I'll ride the white horses soon.
William Pint and Felicia Dale. They moved out back east. I've heard that they came back. They, you know, of course, they were originally from the west side, at least. Well, not originally. I mean, William Pint was born in the Midwest, and Felicia Dale was born some other place. But they had been in the Seattle area, based out of there, for many, many years, although they did a lot of concerts in Europe and places like in Poland and Great Britain and things. And they have a new album out that is supposedly more of a rock album. I don't have a copy of it. I got a download that I can't get to. Anyway, William Pint and Felicia Dale, they've been around for many, many, many years, and the standard and the bar is really, really high. And they're amazing. Not just with sea stuff, but with French and French-Canadian material, and with Renaissance, and with some contemporary material that they find on their travels. Ready? Ready. Well, we're getting on down to the wire here, aren't we? We finished up a program, yet another program. Inland Folk, now in its 32nd year. My goodness me. Say, if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. That's D as in Daniel. M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. And I will get back to you. Promise, don't you be forgetting now. Blue Water Bluegrass Festival next weekend. Friday the 9th, Saturday the 10th, Sunday the 11th. So be sure and go there to Medical Lake. They have a website, the Blue Water Bluegrass website. Check that out. You can find out what's going on. I just go for the whole thing. It's a festival. You don't just go for a day to a festival. You go the whole shooting match. Alrighty. Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival culminates the season. That's November 10th and 11th. Make sure you show up on this Sunday. Needs more people on that Sunday. Tumbleweed Festival, of course, in the Tri-Cities, sponsored by the Three Rivers Folklife Society. And that is happening on Labor Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Okay? All right. Good stuff. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you. And take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. And they ain't nobody else's. They're yours. We'll be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, we're out of here. If you're thinking about this show, you're living in the past. Gotta go. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today for Inland Folk with Dan Marr here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. It's 1 minute before 2 o'clock and time for the Thistle and Shamrock with Fiona Ritchie. And then be sure to be with us at 5 o'clock this afternoon for a Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor, a repeat of our March 2011 broadcast from the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, featuring Emmylou Harris, The Civil Wars, and Sam Bush. And we'll recall the time when town constables Gary and Leroy responded to a dispute at the Magan Dance home in Lake Wobegon. That's at 5 o'clock.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 100 and